Oh, thank you, man. I'm definitely feeling these little stress balls. I didn't know that there was any kind of psychological meaning behind it, but I just learned it the past 5 minutes ago. What does it do for me, Danny?
I might have made that up.
Damn.
didn't one of y'all confirm it?
Can I get a stress ball or something? Ain't no more stress balls.
Hello.
I was talking about like when you see the TV shows and somebody's talking to their therapist and they just have something to keep them comforted.
Okay.
That's like the size of the pillows.
All right. Thank you.
You got to hug it. You're not using it right. There you go.
All
right.
Cool. Yeah. I feel love.
You feel stress-free?
Yeah. My brother Price, how you feeling? How was your weekend?
Everything was good, man. You know.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Definitely
did. Or the Usher Bowl?
I watched the Alicia Keys Bowl.
Nah, she was off key, so
off key.
About that, but shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know why y'all think that they would let Taylor Swift lose.
I see you rapping hard.
Pretty foolish of you guys.
I heard Taylor Swift got good coochie.
I believe it.
Who told you?
I don't know. She made the whole team win, though.
Exactly.
She fucked the whole team.
You think she fucking the whole team?
She just fucking the right one. You know? Exactly. So he brought the energy.
You didn't see the part when he was wilding on the coach?
Yeah.
He was wilding. Taylor Swift.
Thanks.
My brother Danny, how you feeling?
She lifted her dress a little.
I ate all the wings for Super Bowl. It was supposed to be for like mad people, but we didn't end up going nowhere with the wings, so we ate them all.
Oh,
it was
okay.
A lot of wings. It was a great time.
Was it Wingstop?
Nah, we made them. They should slap.
Oh, okay. Apparently, C Murder gave me a very specific order to get from Wingstop. I forgot what it is, but it's like some hot honey type shit. Because I personally don't like Wingstop at all.
Me either.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, so
me
either. She told me this is what I gotta get. So that's gonna be my last attempt at trying that shit before I put it in the same pile with White Castle and shit.
I also don't like Wingstop, but
I fuck with White Castle.
I tried the tenders and that shit slap.
Maybe it's the area you go to, like depends on the Wingstop, because you got some motherfuckers in there that don't give a fuck.
I don't know. Possibly. But they're nice with me. My brother Live, how you feeling?
Feeling good, man. My weekend was good. I took all W's this weekend.
He did.
Damn.
I bet on the Chiefs and I won. Crazy part is I bet when it was down by 9.
He did.
And I still won. So you
bought
know,
the dip.
To God be the glory.
Yeah, I seen Lav actually win all weekend. At the Super Bowl, he won Monty's money, right? And then we went to like a birthday thing, but it had like very Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving-esque party type shit where you grab the cup and shit. So I seen him bust ass in that shit too. You feel me? So I was very proud of him.
Yeah,
he put on for all of us.
I saw the clips. That boy was moving like the Flash.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. That's my guy over there. But last but not least, we have somebody very special in the building, hailing all the way from the for the BX.
Uh-oh. Big Bronx. Big Bronx.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some motherfucking noise for Mayhem Melody.
Yes.
I like your hat.
Thank you.
No problem. It's very nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you guys too.
Okay. Have you guys seen Mayhem's, what did he call you? Mayhem or Melody?
Mayhem Melody.
All right, cool. What we calling her, y'all?
We calling her Mayhem Melody.
All right, cool. have y'all ran into any of her content across social media?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Interesting. Me too.
Very, very interesting.
OD.
Okay. We'll probably put a clip up of it somewhere on the screen. I'll say it. So for those who didn't
clip.
See. Yeah. Right. What would you describe the type of content you create as, Miss Melody?
I would describe the type of content I create as something very beautiful and expressive.
Okay.
Nah, I'm fucking with you. This is crazy shit.
I mean, it is. But all right.
Obviously, I do channel my creativity through it and like some of my frustrations. But overall, it's just me like exploring a different side of myself and just having fun with it, you know? It's, you know, something I've always been curious about. And then I got into it. And now I'm sitting here talking to you guys about it.
This is a fact.
That's what's up.
Are you a dom in any kind of way?
I am a dominatrix.
You're a dom. Word. Okay.
Yes.
Is it a certain division of dom? Because as I learn more about this every week, I will learn something new. So is it a specific type or you just straight up like, I'm a dom?
I feel like Yeah, and today's, like, the way things are today, there are kind of divisions because there's people who do, like, online stuff mostly, you know? I didn't start off that way. I started off, like, at a dungeon. I started off doing sessions with guys. Like, I started from the very, like, bottom of it all. Like, if I knew about the online stuff first, I probably would have took that route. So
okay.
I'm not even throwing shots at nobody because it's harder the way I went about it. But I don't have no regrets. And
when you say online, that means, like, you don't got to link nobody.
Yeah, like, you do your own thing on social media. And even if you want to link them, it's a little more organized. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when you're at the dungeon, you're kind of taking a gamble because you don't know if the client want to see you, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, when I first started, I didn't know much about anything. And I wasn't, like, the first pick of the litter.
I got a question. Mm. I need to know this.
Okay.
The first person you picked up and slammed, did they ask you to do it or was it like your idea?
No, they asked me to do it. The first person I did it.
And then you was like, oh, this is, I like this.
Things yeah, are- I didn't even think I was that strong because I'm not like, fuck. I'm not like a gym rat or nothing. Clearly.
Ooh. You don't go to the gym?
Not really. I'm trying to get into it. Like,
damn.
KJ, I don't pick
I
my
thought
ass.
You would have been doing leg, leg presses like off rip.
Man. That was the one you guessed?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Nothing else. Like, you just be in the gym doing leg presses.
I'm just like, all right, I don't want to be politically incorrect, but fuck it. That's who I am. You ever heard of the term like strength?
Yes.
My mom used it towards me a lot. And like, I am a little crazy. And the shit is kind of true. Like,
What's kind of true?
Like, you know,
don't make her repeat it.
Watch
it back. He's clear.
But I feel like I can say that because I've been discriminated my whole life for being crazy.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like, that's when I was good. A kid, like, I was the eyeball. Like,
all right, cool. I mean, as long as they know you said it and not us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If I get canceled.
Did they put you in a class, though, in school?
No, they okay, put me, cause I was still smart enough to keep up with the work.
Oh, that's lit.
So you good. They put me like in therapy at a point and like, they wanted to do more stuff with me, but my mom is like an old school Dominican. She was not trying to hear none of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, really Dominican.
Yeah, I'm Dominican. All right,
let's clap it up for the Dominican.
Dominican.
And the Puerto Ricans.
And the Puerto Ricans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yo, Monty, pass the hookah.
Cause we'll hear it.
Because my mom and dad are very, very much present.
My daughters actually have Dominican. Today's her birthday.
Oh, yeah?
For real?
Happy birthday.
Oh, shit.
So, Melody.
Big Aquarius.
Facts. Melody, let me ask you something. Okay. When you fucking, you be like talking in Spanish and shit?
I don't really be talking when I'm like, you know.
Nah, you just be moaning?
I just, you know, be going with it. Maybe there'll be like certain things that we say. But like, I don't know. Like, it depends who I'm like.
Different vibes for different guys.
Yeah.
Does the guy have to talk though?
No, I prefer if he don't.
Okay.
That is not the vibe you gave me. I thought you seem like the one that make jokes during sex sometimes too.
I thought you'd be like,
I do that and it's really bad. I'm like, you know, it's funny because like people see my social media and they see what I do and like they think I'm like, you know, I'm a nerd. Like I'm like walking intrusive thoughts. It's horrible. Like, not too long ago, I was like with this guy that I like, and we're having like a moment. And I have this flashback from when I used to work in Alaska. When I was working in Alaska, I was doing housekeeping, like literally scrubbing toilets.
Alaska.
And I tell this guy how there was people that used to go in the fucking showers and shit in the showers and like smash it. So imagine you're about to get intimate with like a girl and like she said some crazy shit like that. He was like,
you caught.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like you. I don't want to fuck this up here. Yeah. Like,
you was trying to be like really cool with him at that point.
It's just my thoughts. I say them. Like I just regurgitate whatever's in my head.
Shit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's bad.
I know some people are like that.
See, I read you good.
Some of you got ADHD without telling me.
would you say being from the Bronx has anything to do up with your extra strength that you have? They make it seem like you gotta be tougher to be from the Bronx.
No, I don't think so. Cause I feel like I've never, like I fought a lot like when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. But like after, like when I entered high school and stuff, like I didn't have much physical altercations at that point.
But that's because you got your name up already because you was fighting a lot as a little kid.
Nah, in middle school, I ran from a girl.
Oh,
I caught anxiety.
Was she big?
Nah, she wasn't even. I don't know.
You just didn't
want to
fight?
I don't know what's wrong with me that day.
Lucky for her, you didn't know about your super strength yet, because you were slamming the shit out of her.
Yeah, I knew. The crazy thing is, I knew. Like, I grew up, my dad, he didn't, like, my dad wasn't, like, like, all gentle with me. Even till this day, like, I could show y'all videos and shit of my dad, like, how he is. He's mad fucking funny. So, like, when I was a kid, I grew up playing rough with my dad, like, so I always had, like, crazy strength. Like, that shit was just, like, in my genetics. But I don't know why I ran that day. I'm going to be honest. Like, something just struck me. And I was like, it was mad embarrassing. Nobody let me live it down. But I don't give a fuck.
You chose the flight that day.
I was fucking 13.
But maybe you ran to protect
her. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I think it would have been a fair fight.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll never tell a lie. Like, I feel all like right. Me and her, we would have...
You would have been
a fight of the year.
You ever lost a fight, Lyle?
Yeah, I did.
In no, him specifically.
I did.
You did?
I got jumped once.
That don't count. For being honest, man. Let's be honest.
That don't count, but.
You win some, you lose some.
But that's some serious
but
shit.
But I didn't get knocked out, though. And I walked away with no scars.
Okay. That's what matters at the end of the day?
It. Yeah, because if it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He protected himself
niggas,
well.
If it's 5 niggas being you up, you should get knocked out. I ain't getting knocked out.
What do? You fold up into a ball like this?
You see some, this, you gotta do spurts out. You gotta fold up. Mm. You gotta be like, yo, back up. And then just start punching the first person you see.
Okay, got you.
So I punched like 3 niggas in the face.
That's good to know, because I'm like working in the strip club now. Although my strip club, they pretty no tolerance. That's why I like it. Like, my managers don't want no ghetto shit going on.
Yeah, okay.
He's not with the fighting shit, but it's just good to know shit like that.
Which one? Could we know or it doesn't?
Oh, I'll tell y'all. I need people to come. Mermaids, New NY, pull up, Queen.
Okay, say that. Okay, say that. I heard Mermaids.
Hell yeah, I need the money to come through.
Okay, cool. Danny said he wants to go to the strip club one day.
Maybe
pull up on you, man.
I'll go with you, Danny.
Spend a bag.
Yeah. What a nigga gotta spend?
That's what I was about to ask.
In the strip club. What's ideal for him? You know, be like, yo, you a bum ass nigga.
I'll give like a decent range based on like income. Because obviously,
not everything.
Hold on.
I'm gonna tell you why. Like, I think in the terms of like, all right, marketing, like business, like what I'm investing into it. I feel like if you're gonna pop out to the strip club, be ready to spend at least $250.
All right.
Oh yeah.
At least $250. Yeah. Like maybe $50 for your little drinks or whatever. Yeah. And a little $200 or $150 for the dancer. Cause we're paying at least, well, if the later we come to the club, like the more we're paying house fee. Like,
okay,
and
that's like rent.
Certain days I'm paying like $100. Maybe if I get there a little earlier, I'm only paying $80, $60. But that's rare. Cause if you're there mad early, it'd be dead. So like you're just wasting time kinda. But most of the time, I'm paying anywhere between $80 to $100. So if you spent at least $150, all right, I made whatever I spent plus a little profit right now. So if I keep mingling with people, I'm going to make something more. Right, you know, right. The night is going to be worthwhile.
Yeah.
But I feel like there should be a certain level of etiquette when you pop out to the club. Like, at least tip somebody a little something. Like, everything adds up. And we're really, like, we invest into stuff. Like, we pay for our hair. We got to make sure we look cute. We got nice outfits. We got to smell good.
Does
our
she
makeup
smell good,
got to be on point.
You said, do she have to smell good?
Does she smell good?
Hell yeah. All
right, let's clap it up for her. Telling the truth.
So let me ask you something.
I smell like a little weed. Perfume and weed. But right here.
I was about to say, he ain't want to smell your wrist.
I like
smell your neck.
He wants to make sure. The mixture is good.
I want to make sure. Right. Let me ask you something. Like, what, not you, but like, who like the girls target in the strip club? Like, do they target them based up on what they wearing, how they looking? Type shit.
I'm still learning the system, but you gotta talk to everybody. Cause even like the person you least think, they might give you a little 20. Like, somebody's gonna give you something. And if there's like 5 people there, you gotta talk to everybody. Cause not every night in the strip club is super packed. So you gotta make sure you're talking to people at all times. Sometimes you just like my thing is, I'll give people like 2 songs worth of TV time. Cause that would be like about
what
5
TV time mean?
Like, Tom? Attention.
Okay.
So I'll go up to you, I'll start a conversation, and you got like 5 minutes before you give me some type of money for me to stick around. Because if not, I'm wasting time. Yeah. Then it's 4 a.m. and I didn't even make my house be
five
back.
5 minutes is a lot of time. Too.
5 minutes.
Yeah, that gives you time. Like, at least give me a little 20 or something. I engaged with you.
All right. I have a friend, right, who likes to frequent strip clubs sometimes. And every time that I might have went with him, which isn't a lot of times, but he's always like, yo, yeah, she was on me, my nigga. Is that more so true than it's not, or is that more so not
true? It depends how your friend look.
He's a decent looking guy.
And how much he's spending. Because sometimes, like, I'll think of a guy, like, at the club, like, all right, you are, and you spend in the bag. Like, it's flattering. It's like, okay, this is somebody I would want to engage with genuinely. But I'm a genuine person. Like, a lot of girls, like, they don't care. Like, they there to really, like, all right, you know, it's hustle time, so they're going to treat everybody the same. But, like, I have situations where I'll discriminate. I might like somebody better than the other person.
Okay, cool. I think we all, I'm saying, have some level of discriminatory
tendencies.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, money is money, and I'm going to engage with whoever's spending the most when I'm at the club.
Like, regardless.
I have to. I spent money to be there. I pay Ubers. I pay the house fee. God knows if I got my hair done that day. You know, whatever bills I got coming up.
Does it go any further than that?
Than the strip club? I feel like the furthest I'll take it is like a domination session, but I do not do full service. I don't have sex with people for money. Mm.
So,
the sounds of this. No.
Some girls do.
Because I low-key had a question I was going to ask. Like, what's the chances of taking a stripper home, like, percentage-wise?
I know there's chances. Like, I'm pretty sure there's girls that do it, but
yeah.
I don't know. Like, you don't want to play like that. And I feel like the type of club I'm in, like, You can't even be topless there or nothing. Like,
really?
You can wear, like, you know, sexy, skimpy stuff, but you're not
really
supposed to be topless unless you have pasties. Because like,
they serve liquor.
That's some New York shit, right?
Yeah.
But no, because there's clubs that they serve liquor and you can't be topless.
Yeah, you just can't have your coochie out.
That club, that's how they operate. And I like it that way, you know?
Okay.
You know, it's something that I'm comfortable with. I like how they run it. I like how the girls are. Like, everybody's pretty much, like, about their shit.
Okay.
I respect
so them. If I go to the strip club and I only tip for drinks and I'm not engaging with the girls, I'm not trying to flag nobody down, I'm staying to myself, am I gonna look like a bum ass nigga?
At least give me $5 to walk away.
Really?
Like, yeah, bro. No, like, I hate that type. Rihanna. They just there looking forward, tunnel vision. Like, what the fuck did you come to the strip club for? Go to a regular pub for all that.
I went to a strip club for a bachelor party. And that was me, but I cashed out some singles just in case. But that's when I really confirmed that the strip club is not my vibe. But then this girl came and she sat and talked to me for like 20 minutes.
Yes.
So after 20 minutes, I'm like, yo, is she really just talking to me?
You just like when they talk to you.
She could have fucking left. We talked about mad, like nothing important. Like it was probably like anime or some shit.
Yeah.
And then she came back and danced for the dude whose bachelor party it was.
Yeah.
And I threw my money on her. She didn't even have a dance on me.
I feel like, all right, this is what I'm saying. Like, just make sure you tip to somebody, or like, if you got a little hundred and split it between, like, but just show love when you pop out. Like, I really hate seeing guys that's just sitting there acting like we're disgusting for being there. Bro, you walked into my motherfucking territory. Like,
that's a fact. What are you doing there?
Yeah, like, what are you doing here? Like, you thought I'm just here to have fun and mingle? No, I'm not at the pub. Right. I'm at the strip club. Like, I'm wearing this outfit. I'm sitting on these dirty ass chairs.
I did hear strip club food be lit sometimes, so I don't
know. That's a fact.
Facts.
I heard that.
Yeah, but still bring a little extra 100 singles for the girls.
Ah, you're right. All right, another question.
You're still going for the whole experience.
You're right. Because they could have went to somewhere else to eat. Right?
It's manners.
Niggas could have went to Wingstop.
Not him, the chef from Sin City. He got a restaurant now.
Oh, where?
Yeah, it's on Morris Park around there in the Bronx.
Got you. Go check that out, y'all.
When it's I cash in
my... Fine Food Cuisine, that's what it's called. Mm-hmm.
When I cash in my 100, how much singles am I getting back?
79.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't get it back.
I appreciate it. 100.
No, they tax it.
That's gonna piss me off. What the fuck?
They tax it.
I'm getting less.
Every time, taking out like $19.
Most strip clubs, if you change out your money with them, they tax it. So the ATM tax you, then you go trading the money you took out the ATM.
Like,
hey,
you cashed out. Let me count that. Let me make sure you got 100.
It's already wrapped, right?
Yeah, it's already wrapped.
Yeah, so it's like, taxed from before that.
Yep. So that's not my business. That's between you and whoever run the club.
I'm going to come to your club and count my singles and let you know how much they robbed you for, because I was going to throw the whole 100.
Damn.
Well, still throw whatever they gave you.
This is the $82.
All right. It, you know what? That's my house fee.
Is watching Players Club a requirement for dancing?
No, I feel like Players Club, all right.
That's a classic, by the way.
It is a classic. And I feel like Players Club is like a reflection of like kind of what you would experience in the sex industry. Like, You're going to find bitches that's going to try to manipulate you. You're going to find guys that's going to try to pimp you. Like, you're going to find all of that. You just got to be smart. That's why this shit is not for everyone, bro. Like, you got to be smart. You got to have thick skin. You got to be strong-minded. You got to know when to take an L. You got to know, like, how to move. Or else you're going to find yourself caught up in weird situations. That's why, like, I would never leave the club with nobody. You don't know where somebody's taking you, what their intentions is.
Right.
You know?
Or how many times they came there and just been watching you.
Yeah, like, even for my sessions, I have a whole system. You have to go through my website. You have to fill out an application. Like, I'm not just booking people.
It was like, you vet them?
Yeah.
They got to upload
background check.
Yeah.
What's an example of vetting somebody?
And then if I feel real weird about you, I won't even session with you at my studio. I will have you go to my home dungeon. Like, where I used to work at when I was, like, a dungeon mistress. I rent from them because I know there's always people there.
Yeah.
So I always got a system, like, you can't play with me.
Got you.
Damn. I respect that. You ever saw them any strippers fight yet?
Nah, I only saw them argue because this one bitch took $4 from these other bitches.
Wow.
It was funny.
You bum bitch.
Yo, I'm not going to judge her. It should be rough out here. I never stole from somebody, but like,
but that's kind
of, I know the situation.
That's kind of easy because another question, when you standing next to another stripper and y'all both dancing, y'all got a bunch of niggas throwing the money, y'all got to split that, right?
Not always. Like, sometimes, like, this is why I like the club that I'm in, because every girl kind of like...
Got their own space?
We not even that. We got like an understanding of each other. So for example, if I'm dancing, like if I see these two girls that they work together and they coming from this direction, but I see there's somebody over here with money, I'm going to stand closer to this direction. Or let's say there's already money on the floor from another girl's set, whatever. She's in the process of picking it up.
Yeah.
And I see a guy want to throw money at me. I'm not going to let him throw it at me.
So wait.
Make him put it in my bag.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because then there's conflict. Because if that money falls there, then I kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, how I'm going to prove is really mine, you know?
Got to fight.
You ever experienced a nigga take his money back?
No, but you know what? I used to waitress at Vanity, right? And the girls there were really mean. Like, they used to steal my money. Like, the guys would make it rain on me, and you would see them, like, swoosh.
What?
And I was so dumbfounded because I never experienced something like that before. That I was like...
No, the girls.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, no, I can't work here. I'm going to light this place on fire. Because I'm just thinking, like, there's a gasoline station across the street. Like, I start thinking crazy thoughts. So, like... I didn't last too long there.
Slamming niggas content wasn't out yet at that time.
Yeah,
that's how I think so. That's why they tried you.
Nah, I just feel like I was the new girl.
Yeah.
And that's just the culture of that club. Like every club got a different culture. Like Vanity, they're more aggressive, the girls. Well, back then, this is like over 5 years ago. I don't know how it is now. I can't speak for how it is right now.
Okay.
But before, like the girls was different. I didn't like it. It wasn't my kind of club. I didn't mesh well with those girls. But over here at Mermaids, it's more of a chill vibe for sure. Like, at least, like, they're not trying to steal your money. If they do, like, that girl who took the $4, I haven't seen her since.
Yeah.
They dragged her out of there, bounced her. Nobody, she wasn't even allowed to fight. Like, she didn't get to fight nobody.
If anybody try that with you again, like, try to snatch your money up, you just got to pull them in the corner and be like, yo, look at this real quick. And just show them your Instagram. Yeah.
No, I'm never going to do it again. I don't even have to do any of that. I just have to speak up and it'll be taken care of. And I like that. If I don't have to get my hands dirty, why would I?
Well, you don't gotta get your hands dirty. Just show them.
Like,
yo,
nah,
look at this.
This could be crazy. When you in the strip club, you got bitches as you don't know what type of drugs they on. You don't know what type of trauma they come from. You don't know what type of alcoholism they on. Like, you don't want to trigger the wrong person because then you're really gonna find yourself having to fight. And you're fucking pleasers. I sprained my ankle once in my life, and I swear to God, I don't want that to ever happen again.
Yeah.
So if I'm gonna have to fight in the strip club, please let it be in the dressing room where I can take off my shoes real quick. That's all I ask.
Yo, speaking of slamming, you used to watch wrestling?
You know what's funny? My cousin, he used to watch it a lot, but I don't really watch wrestling. I don't really care for it. Like, I used to find certain parts of it, like, to pop for me. Like, I thought Stone Cold Steve Austin was hot.
Ain't that his merch?
Yeah. Fuck fear.
I didn't know that's what it was. That's what it is?
And I used to like Rikishi because he would shake his ass.
Rikishi.
Which makes sense a lot of years later. Yeah. Shout out to Jinx. She did a reel like that. It was mad funny. I don't know if y'all know who Jinx is, but I'm always shout her out because that's my baby.
All right.
I ain't gonna lie, I used to want to be a wrestler when I was younger.
Me too.
I had the mic and shit. I used to be the announcer, the wrestler, yeah, and the other wrestler.
I would have made a great wrestler.
Facts.
Yeah. I thought you actually were gonna say one of my cousins was a wrestler or some shit like that.
Nah.
Yeah.
That would have been fine.
You could still be a wrestler.
Yeah.
I mean, that cousin did jujitsu, but he wasn't a wrestler.
Okay, got you. Okay. So, really?
Yeah, when I was a little ass kid, we did jujitsu.
Okay. Ooh. So you described some of the cultures in the strip club world. What is the purpose of Jocelyn's Cabaret? I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
I feel like Jocelyn, like, she became a rapper and, like, her brand surrounds, like, stripping and hoeing, and it's like she wants to put a concert that kind of represents that.
Okay.
So I appreciate it. I get where she's coming from.
Oh, it's a concert.
I understand the story that she's putting together. Yeah, she brings these girls to different strip clubs with her. She puts on a little show. They dance. You know, they still get money thrown on them, I believe. I don't know how exactly it works. I'm not in it. But from what I've seen on the show, that's what it seems like. And I think it's like a cute little concept.
All right, cool.
And I feel like it's good for her. Like, I like to see people that, you know, can come from such a dark past. Like, exceed their expectations.
There's one of the hosts that's not here right now named Binks. He's addicted to like Zeus Network shows.
Where the fuck you at?
Yeah, so he's addicted to Baddies and Jocelyn.
I love Baddies.
Okay.
But you know what? After this season, I really feel like I got to grow up and let these shows go. They're not positive at all.
It's not.
They're not positive. Like, I would be the first to say, like, I was watching this and I'm like, wow, this is so, like, it's just cruel. Like, I would cry every day in the house. Yeah. I'd cry, like, hit everybody. Like, it would be so embarrassing if I was ever on a show like that. I don't know how I would react.
I genuinely
because, like, you would think somebody's your friend and they'll do the most conniving things. Like, I would have to kill you, bitch.
I'd
stab you at that point.
I think shows like that make women want to argue, like, after they finish seeing it. Like,
Yeah, it's true.
I was not staticky for a little while. And I'm like, why am I acting like this? Yeah.
The program.
And then it's like, the show. Like, yeah, the drama. I had to, like, meditate, get myself together.
Yeah.
I'm like looking at people in the street.
Yeah,
that's because you're from the Bronx too.
No, also,
that part.
And I noticed they wait till like the last minute and 30 seconds of the show to start fighting now.
Yeah,
because
so. Then they hype you up for the next episode. It's like a drug.
We're on to you guys.
This shit is scripted, man. They know what they're doing.
She does something to your brain. You're like, oh, how she did Mariah like that. And then you know what it is? It's triggering. Because you see these people that are hitting each other. It's so violent. It's so crazy. It's like triggering like certain traumas in your brain, your fight or flight instinct. You start thinking about what the fuck you would do in that situation. Mm. And then you start like carrying yourself that way because now you like normalizing this for the show.
Facts.
Yeah, it's like, yo, when you think about what you would have done in the situation and how you would have handled it better, you like, yo, I can't wait till I find myself in one of those situations so I can beat somebody ass the right way.
I even tried to audition for Baddies one time. It was mad funny. They didn't choose me though. Yeah.
You had to fight in the audition?
No, I didn't get to the even to the auditions. I just sent the video, but
I wasn't chosen.
You would make a great TV personality.
That's a fact.
Yeah, but I don't think Baddies was it for me, and I'm glad I didn't get
it. It's probably something greater will be later.
Like, you imagine Krishan beat my ass on TV, I'm gonna have to shoot her. I'm the kind of person I can't take that L to my pride.
Not like, on TV.
It's on TV. My mother gonna see this, bitch.
She's
like, just thinking my mom is gonna see this. Nah, I gotta fucking kill you, ho.
Because when they kick you off the show and you go home, she gonna beat your ass for losing.
My mom, she's just gonna give me shit about it. But like, I just feel like, I don't know, it's just embarrassing. Like, you gotta have a certain level of like mental illness that I don't have for that.
Okay.
Right.
Back to the, what do you call it? Do you call it slamming or?
I'm a dominatrix. I call it doming. And then that's what you see on that I've been posting with me slamming the guy. Mm-hmm. That's called wrestling fantasy. Because as you see, he doesn't do anything in return.
Oh, okay.
So it's just wrestling fantasy. I found out I could toss them around a little bit. And that's all I do here and there. But most of the time, the guys that you see me tossing around, they book me for smothering.
Okay.
Smothering.
What, what do you mean?
Like I sit on their face.
Rikishi style.
Let's clap it up for that, ladies and gentlemen.
But they don't eat my ass. They just suffocate under there. I don't even take off my underwear.
That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. You don't wear no underwear when you do it?
Or
no,
you just wear underwear.
Okay.
The most I would do is a thong. That's actually.
That's fine.
Okay. Okay, so you know how to upsell your shit. Like, you got it all figured out. That's what's up, man. Got a business lady here with us, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate
I am a business marketing major, bitch. Oh, I threw a blunt.
Business marketing major, bitch.
How much extra it costs to get to the thong?
You gotta go through my website, okay?
All right, cool. We'll put it right here. What's your website so they can know that?
Facts.
What's your website?
Mayhemmelody.com with an IE, not a Y at the end.
That means the price is going up after this episode. So she didn't want to tell y'all what yesterday's price was. When it's not that when you get there.
Yep.
My price is...
It's decent?
I feel like they decent, but you know, there's always complainers.
Okay. When was the first time you would say you realized that you could like... scoop one
I'm
of these
take
niggas
these
up.
Boots off because I really hate them, but I don't have no real winter shoes right now.
That's all good.
It's all good, man.
It's all good.
They look like the boots like my Dominican uncles and shit.
Chelsea, you be stomping nuts too?
Yeah, I pierced them.
What do you mean pierced?
Oh, hold on.
I pierced dicks.
Dicks?
What?
Like penises.
Put a hole through it?
And electrocuted it.
You electrocuted a dick before?
Yeah, I electrocuted dicks before.
With what?
I've stuck like metal rods in them.
Hold on.
I don't know why I like looking at you. Sounding.
Okay.
You said you like looking at it going?
No, I said I don't know why I like looking at you while I'm saying this.
Okay. I do not like sounding.
It's okay.
So
if you do, it's okay.
If Live, right, wants to get kicked in the balls, right?
Uh-huh.
He would actually have to pay to get kicked in the balls.
Yeah.
That's
how much I gotta pay.
So
my
rate does start at $500 the hour.
Per stomp?
No, for the hour.
For the hour. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's an hour worth of like
hour worth of kicking?
I mean, yeah, but I'm not there the whole time. Like I'm human. I get out of breath too. Shit.
Okay, cool.
What if I wanted you to lightly step on it?
There's people like that.
Nigga said tippy toe.
There's people who like foot jobs and shit.
Are you saying you would like Melody to donate a free kick to the balls?
Not a kick. Maybe a step.
A step? Hot stepper.
Can you get a kick to the balls?
I don't want to kick the
balls. That was like 500 right there. Yeah, playing.
Shit.
You're supposed to take that $500 gift.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Like
I would never do anything without consent. Everything and anything you see me do is with consent.
Okay, cool.
And some people like crazier things than others, and they give me permission to do it. And so what? That's my business and their business.
Speaking of crazier things, what's one of the weirdest requests you've gotten from a client?
I had a guy. I always get this question. I had a guy who wanted me to cut his dick off and feed it to another girl.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
How was he going to get it back after?
Yeah. No, I was supposed to like cut it right there and like cook it and shit. But I was like, bro, like, if it's like a finger or something, I could do it because, you know, you put hot metal on it, you won't die. But I'm like, your dick, there's like arteries and shit, and then you got to figure out what I'm going to do with the urethra because, like, you need to pee.
You thought that through.
Can you do this?
I'm crazy. Like, I would do it, but I'm like, he going to die and I'm going
to
go to prison.
He wanted you to saute his dick.
No, he wanted me to make a soup.
What?
Dick soup.
Dick soup?
Yeah.
Cock soup?
There's a Spaniard recipe where they make a soup out of like bull dick. And he wanted that with his dick.
So he just wants you to kill him for real. That's what it was.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to catch a body with nobody.
Would you try a bull dick?
You looking at me, Price?
Damn, why you got to do it like that?
I never had cock. It's a Spanish.
Throw that nigga through the floor.
It's the same thing as cock.
Would you try cock too?
I think I've tried the soup. I've never had the actual fleshy part of the.
So the dick sweat.
You had dick soup?
I think I've had cock soup
from it.
The broth.
The broth.
No, man.
I'm not mature enough for that.
I didn't know what it was when I tried it. I was young.
You ever had goat?
Dad, who did that to you?
Yeah, that's what.
Probably
up.
My mom. You know.
What's your nationality?
I'm Haitian.
Oh, okay, makes sense.
Girls.
What I'm like Dominican or something because like that's some
does
shit a Dominican sense, mom would do.
Well, Haitian, yeah, Dominican,
Haitian and, yeah, right here.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
People hate show people. I'm sorry about that, man.
Y'all
sure,
hug it out.
I
yeah.
fuck
yeah,
some
hug
shot.
It out.
Hug it out,
man.
I'm gonna slam
yeah,
you.
It out.
I'm a body
no,
slam.
No, you ain't
body
slamming nobody.
People.
Fuck out of here. I'm not taking that.
Let me ask you. Have you ever had a nigga slam you?
Like yeah, like when I'm like my guys, we'll play around.
No,
shit.
I didn't see
do you like it? You?
No, I don't really like play fighting with guys because you know what. I'm a competitive person.
You get serious?
And I'm very strong. And like I could take a joke, but I noticed a lot of guys can't. And they were like, it really hurts their ego to see a girl that like
that's funny.
That's strong.
Oh, that's strong.
But like, girls also. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying,
I don't
like
to disrespect. Like, I don't want to trigger nobody. I don't know what you grew up around. Like,
okay.
I don't want to fuck around, punch you by accident, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna whip your ass, bitch. And it's like, now I gotta kill you.
Nah, but that'd be the shit. A girl, when you play fight with a girl, before it ends. Well, it always ends with her either busting your lip or swelling your eye because she don't know how to play.
Yeah, that's true too. But I also thought you were talking about like disrespect by like saying, don't try to slam me with your little ass dick.
And they could have taken that joke. You know what? Like, I've said this before. And like, I prefer like guys that are a little less endowed. Like, you know what
you
I mean?
You prefer guys who are less endowed?
Yeah, I don't like it super big. Not super small. I don't like a tampon. But
what's,
like,
what's your size?
Tampon
is
crazy.
What's like, the size you like?
At least like 5-6 inches, I think is nice.
But you want more than that, or
no?
She said, that's what
that's
you want.
Like average.
5 to 6 inches.
7 is pushing it.
Damn.
So
5-6.
Yeah, that shit hurts. You ever had something inside of you?
No.
Well, it hurts.
Hey man, let's clap it up for her not old Dan.
Appreciate it, man.
Shit.
Anybody? I just missed the cut.
Anybody out there?
What, you at 4?
7.
The fuck? Anybody out there that's interested and you above the range? And she
well,
does
no,
like
not
you.
Anybody. I'm like super picky.
No,
like,
I'm saying exactly. Anybody that.
Don't, so don't what's go your type? Hold me on. A little dick somebody.
Yeah, they will.
What's your type?
My type.
You like him tall? You like him short?
All right. Usually, I do like them tall. I do have a thing for tall guys. I would say that much.
Okay.
But then I've had all types of guys. Like, not to sound like a whore, because I've a limited number of guys.
Yeah.
Like, but like the guys I've dated, like. And I, like, guys I've been interested in, they've been, like, a lot of different nationalities and backgrounds. So,
okay.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm more into, like, how you treat me and how you carry yourself.
If you end up liking a guy and his dick is, like, 10 inches, are you just going to tell him don't use the whole thing?
I don't know, man. That's a lot of dick. That's like a baby. There's babies born like that size. Like,
okay.
I don't know.
You ever fuck with
I used to talk to this guy. I was in prison. And he had a huge penis. And I remember when I would visit him in jail, like, you know, he wear them sweats and I would just look at it and I'm like, and he'll like be giggling, like flattered. But in my head, I'm like horrified. I'm like, I've never had nothing like that. Like the cramps and the period that I'm gonna get after that.
Damn.
It's not even worth it. I don't even want to know what that feels like.
Melody, you ever had a Jamaican before?
Hell no. I just told you I don't like big ass dicks.
Noted.
Don't get it twisted though. I've seen black guys with little dicks.
Oh, okay, cool.
Have you ever seen a Haitian with a little dick?
I don't know.
Just making sure, you know.
Have you ever seen a Native American with a
I've seen a few in my career, but like,
okay.
I don't try to remember them things.
I feel you. Do you like girls also?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that sounds like a sometimes thing.
Nah, it's just weird with girls because I can never tell when they like me back, and I like feminine girls.
Mm. Okay.
So I don't like the butch. Which is like cool, like I fucks with them, they're cool people, but they're not my type.
Yeah.
I like more feminine girls. Like that could kind of match my kind of vibe.
But I feel I've heard people say that before, but somehow Young M.A. still gets a pass somehow.
Nah,
they'll be like, this will be the only
I'll be
one
like,
I'll fuck
with. Who Young M.A.? I used to have friends in high school that looked like Young M.A. and I never did nothing with them.
You ever heard of that?
That's not my type.
You ever heard that for Price?
Yeah, I heard of that.
Okay.
But like the girls I have fucked around with, they've all been girly.
Even Kodak won Young M.A.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
even
weird.
Even Monty won Younger. No, I'm just fine.
If you approach a feminine girl, how do you gauge if she's even interested? Like,
I don't know. She got to make that shit super obvious. Or I'll try to kiss her and see what happens.
Because yeah, usually
that's like
opposite end of the spectrum. Just like all or nothing.
Yeah, that's why.
How would you kiss her though? Would you like try to like lean in type shit?
I don't know. I don't know.
I've heard that it's like difficult for girls that are like bi curious, but they like feminine girls to really figure out because most feminine girls are not really the aggressor. So it's like neither one of y'all are the aggressor,
but I'm
and y'all
the
both
aggressor.
Trying with women.
Have you been overall?
Have you been the aggressor with a woman before?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
I like that. It sounds like a.
No. Not the aggressor, but the pursuer. Like you're the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, like I would pursue a girl and I would let her know, like, yo, I think you're fire, and I would like. I bump coochies. But they usually think I'm playing. I'm so funny. People just think I'm playing with them. I'm like, yeah. Come on,
you gotta be like dead ass.
Has a guy ever thought you were playing?
What?
Has a guy ever thought you were playing?
Yeah, I give guys a lot of mixed signals. It's really hard. Mm. Like, dating for me is like horrible. I've never had a boyfriend or a girlfriend for that matter. But like, I lost my virginity at 21. Like, I'm telling you, I'm a nerd. I'm just a fucking nerd. Okay. I didn't have my first kiss until like I was almost 15.
Okay.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
When is it supposed to happen?
It's not.
I don't know. Maybe my friends were whores.
You saw my first kiss in kindergarten.
Nah, tongue though.
It was a little tongue.
Nah, that's OD. Let me find out my child doing that.
I would imagine kindergarten is doing that.
Yeah, that nigga.
That's all not.
My first tongue kiss, I was like 14. I just left junior high and it was this girl.
I feel like around junior high, everybody's like starting to do
something. Yeah, I was 11. Truth or dare. Yeah, as soon as you start playing truth or dare.
Facts.
I think I was 12 and I just started fucking.
But I was always a little spaz. So like people didn't want to, like, you know. Wait, what you said, my bad?
Yeah, by 12 I started fucking.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, nah, it's true.
Yeah.
Who the fuck you fucked at 12 years old?
Yeah, another 12 year old.
Yeah, that's it.
That's how it goes.
Somebody child.
That's crazy. That sounds so crazy to
me. Somebody
child. But nah, while in junior high school, it's like I do remember people fucking though.
Yeah, junior high school, you start off.
Damn, it's like, damn, when you think about that, 12?
I knew enough people business.
I have a question.
What's up?
How frequently do y'all get tested? And be honest.
Every 3 months.
Quarterly.
How often are you having sex?
All the time.
So every 3 months, but you having sex all the time? That makes sense.
Yeah, but I'm with one partner.
No, so I got a question.
Sure.
You know, you was talking about how you were gay. So you think if...
I mean, not gay. My bad.
But like how you mess with girls or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you eat a girl out or she eats you out, does that make you gay?
I don't know. Okay. I wouldn't know how to answer that.
Now for y'all.
No, I know girls that would never cuff a girl and they would eat a pussy. And they got their pussy.
What's the question?
So it's like, there's I don't no know question. How to say no. that. That's like to each their own kind of fucking question. Like,
okay.
Well, no.
You could run a survey and we'll find out.
Yeah, I'm trying to do it.
Dwight wants you to he wants you to say the question.
If I eat a girl, I'm not getting the question.
Let him ask.
Started off wrong.
All right, so if a guy suck a dick or gets his dick sucked, does that make him gay?
Yes.
If he don't do it again?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What if he didn't like it? What if he found out he didn't like it?
What is yes for 500?
I don't know. I have a different point of view on that.
What is that?
I just feel like your sexual expression and your sexual identity could be two different things.
Technically, yes. That's the era that we're in.
And I feel like I don't like to live in a double standard kind of world where a woman could eat a coochie and she's not a lesbian, but a guy can't suck a dick because he's a little curious about it. Like, there's guys that want to suck dick. That don't make them gay.
We just need you to relay that to all your fellow women.
What?
There's guys that... What?
There's guys who want
to... I want to be open-minded. And I don't mean that's derogatory. Transgender penis. Right.
Transgender penis. Yeah.
Right.
That is... That's a strange concept. Would you mess with a trans woman who still had her penis?
Yeah, that's like the best of both worlds. You could suck a titty while she's railing.
That kind of makes sense to me for like a bisexual woman to be interested in that because you get like you said, the best of both worlds.
Confusion.
It's only confusing because you overthink it. But if you really look at it like from a simple point of view, it's just human sexuality and people have different identities and these identities have existed all throughout history. It's not anything
true.
New.
You get to
like
ride.
If you look at like Native Americans and stuff, they identified up to five genders. Like
we what? We do what?
Identify up to five genders.
Yeah, this is like real historical
five genders?
Yeah.
Damn.
What are the five?
What are the five?
You know, I fucking know that shit off the top of my head, but I know I've done the research on it and I know it's true. Y'all can research it yourselves. We all got Google boxes.
Yeah, I'll look that up.
Like, I would never tell a lie, but like, that's why like I have a different point of view of like what people are generally like reducing transgender community to, which is just their body parts. And it's like, it's so much deeper than that. And it's like all throughout history, this has existed. The only reason it's sensationalized now is because of the imposition of Christianity. Before Christianity, when there was different religions and stuff, there was duality in genders. Like, I personally feel like I travel within both masculine and feminine energy. And anybody who knows you could tell you that about me. That I'm not like, oh my God, you know, call me this, call me that. I don't know. For me personally, it's not a big deal. But for some people, it kind of is, you know? And we have to respect that when there's people that are, you know, they go through things where they injure their own bodies and you know, things of that nature, because they feel like they're trapped in the wrong body, and we should all feel blessed that we don't feel that way.
For sure, for sure. Yeah.
Granted.
Definitely. Fuck with that.
I definitely feel like I'm trapped in the wrong body. I could have been richer.
I thought that was going somewhere else, but you nailed it.
No, that was cute.
What about that sexual experience to you, you feel like makes it the best of both worlds? Do you like titties?
I do like titties.
Okay, there you go.
You get to ride like titties?
You get to ride dick and play with titties at the same time.
We like titties. All right, cool. We're getting close to the WrestleMania segment of our
Royal Rumble
show. We don't call it a podcast anymore. It's a show now. I got an unlearned podcast.
Welcome to the freak show.
So we're going to move this table out of the way, you guys. And do I got to get like an announcer voice on?
If you want to.
I slide on the application. I'm sorry, you guys. I thought he was lighter than he said he actually is, but she got the job done, ladies and gentlemen. Clap it up for Mayhem Melody.
She got the job done.
All right.
Good job. Good job.
Oh, you should have spun him around a few times and dropped him over there.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Mayhem Melody.
You want to try that again?
No.
Let's get it.
Spin him around.
Let's get it. Yeah, so we can get different angles of this shit. Let's try this.
You guys think I'm a fucking guinea pig? All
right, cool.
I don't know. It's like after he got me, I had to get him.
Oh, okay. I was awful, but I got a little gut now. You feel me?
Nah, I definitely can't do that. You're the only one here.
Yeah, damn. You gotta know your limits. Mayhem Melody, is there anything you would like to leave any up and coming young women out there trying to strive for their dreams? If they want to pursue maybe dancing, some things that they could
avoid? Reach out to me. I'm not a gatekeeper, and I want to start taking girls under the wing. I'm not going to be charging crazy prices, but I am going to be hosting like more content days and like just things to benefit girls that are up and coming, you know, that's getting to their little bag and that want to invest in themselves and
build
to a brighter future. Excuse me.
That's probably going in the rail. I'm just going to avoid you guys.
I burp all the time. I'm like Rick Sanchez. All
right, man. Well, it's a pleasure to have had you. For some reason, you gotta come back, and I'm going to try to lose some weight so I could get slammed. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to start hitting the gym so I can be strong.
And I'll meet you.
Come with me.
I'll meet you in the middle somewhere.
I'm not going with you anywhere.
I knew that was gonna be next, so I just got to the punch.
He's your friend.
Anyway, you guys.
Nah, you're a good sport, man.
I'm his lawyer. He didn't do nothing wrong to me.
Yep. What school you went to?
Oh, I'm his lawyer. I ain't have a school.
Me and Lab will definitely let you guys know what the suffocation price is.
Facts.
Do you accept Afterpay or Klarna?
For what?
For the suffocation session.
Oh, I accept Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. Send an application on my website. Usually prefer cash. You could also send on OnlyFans, and you could send on ManyVids too. I receive money from many sources.
I'm not gonna lie. You should take Afterpay and Klarna. That way they could finance the face sitting sessions.
No.
Okay.
If he paid for the face sitting session,
I can't finance my bills.
I feel you.
If he paid for the face sitting session right now, would he be able to get a? Would he be able to get a live demonstration?
I'll give him a discount if we're gonna do a live demonstration.
Oh shit!
Oh shit!
That's gonna be $480. Whisper the fee in his ear. Let's see if he will. If he ready to pay that.
Ding.
That was mad loud.
Politely declined. Didn't get paid.
How much?
It's almost tax season, though.
Okay, so we spent back tax season. Mayhem Melody has been a pleasure.
Taking all the tax money.
Lav, you want to leave us with anything before we get the fuck up out of here? Money, why you holding your crotch, my brother?
You got crabs?
How much?
Damn.
All right, my fault.
If there's anything I would like, what's your
name? No, this guy right here. You got a Valentine?
This is Patreon, right? You said, do I have a what now?
A Valentine.
I don't.
Any of you guys?
I don't.
No? Yes?
No, I wish.
All right, cool, man. Sorry. Danny, yes?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. All right. Well,
of course.
Of course. I'm going to try to find one by the end of the night, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? I get something.
Oh, can I go with you so I can find one too?
That's not how that question was going.
Go together. But
for sure.
I mean, like, I have someone, but they playing? 10 million miles away. They playing.
Maybe Luka takes one of these with you.
He's on the moon.
Nah.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
California.
Oh, shit. Right. On the other side.
Listen, man. You guys tuned into another very special episode of the Dirty
Street
Confession Show.
Yo, is this Patreon?
I don't know yet.
I just made the Dirty Confessions.